Welcome to episode 3. Over the past 2 episodes, we've looked at the 12 chains that hold us back, and we've looked at the 3 types or levels of chain. And so now, it's time for the next step. It's time for life secret number 3. And that's the 4 steps to breaking a chain. And this 4-step process is something that I created previously for parents. If you remember the introduction that I did, the 12 chains came about because I was writing some slides for some online training for parents about screen time and online safety. And in my first book, I created a 4-step process for improving math skills in kids. And so I looked back at this and thought, actually, that process, yeah, that applies here. That can work in the same way. And so the 4-step process for breaking a chain is assess, understand, introduce, and repeat. If you're using the worksheet in the workbook, there is a place where you can write those down. So make a quick scribble. And then let's think about the first step, assess. That's sort of what we've done with this pop-up podcast. We've assessed where we are. We've taken a moment to think about what's happening in our life, where we want to go. Okay, what are the chains? We're assessing where we are. And once we've done that, we can start to understand. Understand is step 2 in the process. We understand what we can change and what needs changing. So if we think to episode 2, we talked about 3 types of chains of self-directed actions, external influences, and then mental images. If we know where we are, we know where it is that we're trying to get to, we can then think about that understanding. What is it that we can change? We know that the chains at level 1 are easiest to break, so is that the first thing that we focus on? Quite possibly. So understanding is step 2 because it's that understanding that helps us make the decisions. What is it that we're going to do? What are we going to change? Are we going to gain the knowledge? Are we going to change how we spend our time and conveniences? Are there people that we're going to spend less time with and that helps us break the relationship chain? What is it that we're going to do? And that then leads into step 3, which is about introducing. What are those new beliefs or behaviors, locations or people that we can introduce to our lives? How is that going to help us make changes and break through and free of the chains? And then finally, step 4 is about repeat. In business and in life, we have to look at what's working. We have to do a review, because if there's something that's working, it makes sense to keep doing it. And on the flip side, if there's something that isn't working, there's no point in keeping doing it. So that step 4 of repeat is almost about doubling down on the stuff that's working. You know, if you are building new habits or you have changed your behavior around convenience, like, you know, not watching as much TV, or you're reading more, you are spending less time with somebody who drains your energy. Great. If those things are working, let's keep doing them, because that will help move you forward towards where you want to be, things you want to achieve, the goals that you have and that vision for your life. So it is simple. Step 1, assess where you are and where you want to get to, what's happening right now. Step 2, understand. What are the things that you can change? What can you do differently? Step 3, introduce. What are those new beliefs, behaviors, locations, and people that you can add to your life? And then step 4, repeat what works, change what doesn't. And those are the 4 steps. Sounds super simple. It is on paper, obviously. As we work through them, there is a process there. You know, the assess phase could take a little bit of time, and then thinking about, okay, what are we going to change? introducing, again, that may be a period of time before we determine what does and doesn't work. And that's something I'll say quickly. There are three big mistakes that I see people make when it comes to breaking free of the chain. So they know, they understand the chains, they understand the four steps and the types of chains and how it all fits together. And the three big mistakes that I see people make come down to consistency, clarity, and conviction. Consistency is a big one because you need to give that period of time to see if something works and to see if it doesn't work. If you try and build a new habit in a week, it's unlikely to stick. Research suggests it can take 60 or more days to build a new habit, but it needs to be consistently done within those 60 days for it to start becoming a habit. If you only do it once a month in 60 days, that means you'll have only done it twice. It's very unlikely to become a habit, something you'll stick with. So you need that consistency, and that's where in the Change Champion program, I help people start using the Freedom Tracker, which is a way of tracking progress and being consistent and thinking about how we can break some of the chains. The second biggest mistake is clarity. Not spending the time doing that full assessment of each of the chains in their life, assessing where it is that they want to go, the goals that they have, and the life that they want to live. Not getting clear on what they can change and how they can change. Again, is it just cut down on the amount of Netflix, or actually, is it going to be better to cancel my subscription? Two different ways of approaching the situation. So getting that clarity is important, and it's something that a lot of people don't do. And then the third one, conviction. Conviction is important because it can help us continue to take the steps forward. We need to have that conviction that we can achieve the life that we want, we can reach the goals, we can do the things that we want to do, you know, the things that we may write into our tail grid. So if you watch the bonus video, there's a tail grid exercise there, you know, those experiences, if we fully believe that we can have them and achieve them and do them, we're more likely to take the actions that support that or will move us forward towards those. If we don't have that conviction, we play at it and be like, yeah, not quite sure. If it happens, great. If it doesn't, I'll just think about something else. It's unlikely that we'll achieve those things. So we need that conviction. So these are the three biggest mistakes that I see people make. They don't have the consistency, they don't have the clarity, and they don't have the conviction. And there's another key thought that I want to make while we're here. And it's that the chains can come back. Now, I need to be transparent with you on this, because you can be listening to this and be like, Phil, right, got it. Understand the 12 chains, understand three types of chains and the levels, how they fit together, and I understand the four steps. I feel comfortable. Yeah, okay, I can go and think about all of this and maybe start making some changes. And the key thought of chains can come back, I just want to give you an example here. Public speaking is one of the biggest fears in the world for just about everybody. Okay? And so you can break through the chain of fear and become comfortable speaking to an audience of 100 people. You may do it a number of times. You may have a presentation or a talk that you repeat regularly and it becomes comfortable and you know how to interact with the audience and things like that. And so you become comfortable with 100 people and you feel like you've broken free of the chain of fear. And that's great. And then you get offered an opportunity to speak in front of 1,000 people. And all of a sudden that fear comes flooding back. You're like, oh, the room's going to be bigger. There's going to be more people. There's probably going to be more lights. It's a very different experience. So as we improve ourselves, as we level up, as we develop, as we work towards our goals and achieve the things that we want, those chains can come back. And that's why it's important to understand the four steps to breaking a chain, but also those big mistakes. Because if a chain comes back and it presents itself in a slightly different way, but we're armed with the tools to breaking them, we've already demonstrated to ourselves that we can break free of them, and we have that, you know, consistency, we have that clarity, and we have that conviction, we put ourselves in a much better position to say, you know what? Yes, it's back, but I can break free of it again. I've done it once. Let's do it again. And because those chains keep coming back, and yes, we have the ability to break free of them at any level, that's why I want to invite you to consider the Chain to Champion program. I mentioned it yesterday in episode 2. It is a guided program. It's putting me in your corner to support you in breaking free of the chains, tracking your progress, introducing those new habits, the mindsets, the beliefs that are going to help you move forward. You may have already seen some information in your inbox. There'll be a couple of emails over the next couple of days as well, before this pop-up podcast disappears, that will give you a bit more information. And that opportunity is there for you. It is a guided program. You get my support. We'll go through the exercises. We'll look at how we can break the chains in your life and level you up and move you forward towards the things that you want. And I guess my final thought is to say, I know it's scary. It's scary making these decisions because in some instances, you're admitting to yourself that things aren't good, that you're not where you want to be. You don't have the things that you want, that things could be better. I get that. I have been there. But that's why I also know the power of this, because it's helped me. You know, from where I was at the start of 2020 when I broke my neck, and I know that's not something that I've necessarily touched on in this podcast because we focus on a couple of other things, and then starting my personal development journey in 2021, doing some different things, giving myself a kick up the bum. You know, I've written and published 2 books. I've launched a podcast. I've done more public speaking. I set myself a challenge of doing a daily video every day for a year. You know, there are things that I have done and changes that I have made, things that I have achieved because I have worked through these chains. I have broken free of them. And yes, some of them have come back and I've broken through them again. I know it's possible because I have done it. And I've been helping others to do it through this program, through my book, through various other means and mechanisms. And that's why the invitation is there. There's no obligation. You can book that call, see if we're a good fit. If we are, great. Let's work together. Let's help you move forward. If we're not a good fit, that's fair enough. You know, there's no hard feelings. And I guess, not that I want to bribe you or anything like that, there is an incentive. The emails will mention this as well. But if you book your call before this podcast disappears, after the 7-day period, if you book your call before that, you'll be eligible for a $500 discount. So, okay, there's a sort of an ethical bribe there. You can get the discount if you book the call within that period of time. It is an exploratory call. There's no commitments there. It's a commitment on my side to say $500 discount if we collectively agree that, yes, this is something that can help you, it's a good fit, we can work well together. But if you get on that call and you decide, you know what, actually, Phil, I enjoyed listening to you on this pop-up podcast. Maybe I'll go and follow you on social. Maybe I'll grab your book. But this program, that's maybe a bit too far for me. That's fine. I am not one to judge. I'm not going to hold it against you. At the end of the day, it's your life and your choice. But what I will say is thank you very much for joining me over these 3 episodes for this secret pop-up podcast about life's 3 secrets. Hopefully there's some stuff in here that you can take away with you. You've got the workbook as well. Break free of those chains. Move yourself forward and achieve what it is that you want in life. Experience that freedom. And don't stop.